Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, there aren't too many games where you had a penalty called like 30 seconds into a game. You view that more as less than ideal or potential tone setter for the rest of the night?
Well, probably a potential tone setter. You know, maybe not playing games, but sometimes it's the magnitude of the penalty, too. Sometimes, again, it's unavoidable. They have to call it. And I'm sure they don't want to call one 30 seconds in as well, but it happens. And it goes two ways. I always sit there and say, gosh, you score. You get that early lead. It's always nice having an early lead, but I've done it before, too, where you get an early lead, you get a second one, and a third one, and we all know what happens. Games always shift, and you just don't know if it's going to be one of those weird, wild, crazy games.
As the rest of the game progressed, what did you like most about how you responded to how the game kind of played out?
I just thought we played a really good game last night, and a really good game. I was proud of our guys. I was proud of the road game we played. I thought we did a lot of things well. I know how we prepped our guys during the week. I think we prepped them properly. We told them it was going to be the kind of game it was. We showed 20 clips of them being physical, and we just said that this is what the tone's going to be and get prepared for it. And I thought our guys responded, and I thought they dished it out as well. And I always use the term, you know, sometimes you're either pitching or you're catching. Well, I thought we were doing a lot of pitching last night, and I was proud of the guys for that.
In games that are expected to be physical, there's a propensity where, you know, there's going to be more penalties that are called. How impressive was it? Zero against you guys last night.
Yeah, we said we probably could have got one in overtime. You know, maybe Yuri in the, you know, on the back check there. But I'm with you, Schultz. He's like, I'm sure we committed a crime. But if it was a subtle crime. And I'm not being a homer. But they could have called five more on them. But I'm not mad at the refs about that. I thought those referees did a great job last night. In a physical game like that, it can get ugly. And I thought, again, that they did a good job. And, yes, they let some calls go. But I think the ones that they had to make, they made now. And saying that, the first period, it helped having the first period end. Because it was getting the last 5 minutes of the first period,
It was chippy.
It was getting to be one of those. And I think we all needed, we needed a pause. We needed a reset. And the thing that I liked about at the end of the first period, though, Adam Flamang tattooed one of their guys in a very good shoulder-on-shoulder open ice hit. And I thought that was a good tone by the Beavers right there, too. That was a pretty good road hit.
Face-off goal for, a face-off goal against last night. Generally speaking, are face-off goals breakdowns or the play doing what the play is supposed to do?
A lot of it's just luck. I mean, they won a clean one. And Stenberg happens to have one of the hardest shots in the world. I mean, he can bomb a puck. And so then we get held up going out there. So it was tailor-made for them. It was tailor-made goal for them. And they had they won it clean, and they had the right guy in the blue line. As far as our goal right there, no, it just – are you talking the power play goal? Yeah. You know, it's a little easier on the power play when they have one less guy as well.
How important is it? Casper gets his first of the year. He's been fighting offense a little bit. It happens. And then Adam Flamang gets the game tire. How important is it for those two guys to get a push in the right direction, for lack of a better term?
Well, we need those guys to score some goals. And we've been talking about that as a staff, and it's just good to see both those guys kind of get off the schneid right there. And hopefully that's obviously something that's going to carry over, and hopefully into tonight in the second half of the year.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. I'll admit I haven't taken a real deep dive into, you know, stats and trying to find some trends or anything like that. Last night was really the first time I've looked at plus-minus most of the year. You guys are around 500. It tells me you should be close to, you know, even. Your goals for, your goals against, fairly close. Should be close to even. You don't have a ton of guys that are pluses right now. How much of that is giving up 9 against Michigan Tech and just one kind of outlier in a shortened, condensed season that can really just throw numbers off considerably?
I mean, it can. I mean, you give up 9 against Tech, and then we're a -2 from the wins-loss column. So, you know, that adds up to maybe a -2 or something with some guys. I don't know, Schultz. But that's going to happen again when you give up a lot of goals right there. And, you know, typically, again, every goal, every game we're in, we're either winning by a goal or losing by a goal. So that's probably the X factor.
Kirkland Irie, game at Minnesota, was your extra skater. Since then, he's got 8 goals and 6 assists, by far leading you in scoring. You score a bunch. Goes to show you're going to be a plus, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, Kirkland's played well. He's playing well. He's getting he's getting more consistency to his game. And I'm really happy for him right now. And he's definitely been our best player over that span, probably at Minnesota game, like you said.
I always need to remind myself, I'm sure the fans do too, that, you know, during a game is 10 to 20% of the time that you're with guys. The bulk of your coaching is done away from games. Are there guys like Kirkland who's on a hot streak right now that you just kind of leave alone, for lack of a better term? Or do you still need to be quote-unquote coaching even when things are going right?
Well, I think we collectively coach as a group. And a lot of our coaching, I think all sports, Schulze, a lot of our coaching is group coaching. You know, when you're talking tactically, power play, penalty kill, well, then you can break things down from there. And a lot of our breakdowns with individual coaching is done on video. And good things, bad things, but everybody sees it. And we always call them teaching clips. So video is the best way to coach individually, but you're also coaching as a group, because if you're making a point with one individual, 28 guys are seeing that, which is positive. Now, there's also a lot of coaching that goes on in practice, but it's subtle coaching. It might be as easy as the timing of a drill opening up, trying to get a better shot, a better shooting angle or something, and just saying, hey, Billy, you guys make sure you open up a little more right here. Get your stick open. You have a better angle of the net. Thanks, coach. You know, just little things like that that sometimes you don't even realize you're being coached, but it's just subtle little coaching. I think that's what we probably do more than anything. And then there's sometimes when maybe a kid is struggling, or a kid who is struggling is playing well, and we want to show them their clips. And they want to see their clips. And then they're getting the insight from us. So there's just many different ways of doing it, Schulze. But I think, again, a lot of the coaching is done collectively.
Like I said, you know, the bulk of your coaching is done away from gameplay, but the subtle adjustments are maybe more important in gameplay. How much can you do on a bench? How much do you have to wait until a period ends, maybe to confirm on video that what you thought you saw is what you saw, and able to show a player that way?
Good point, Schulze, because it happens all the time where if you think your eyes see something, then you go look on video, and then you see exactly what they saw. Because these guys are seeing a different game out there than we are and you are. And more times than not, those guys are making the right call. So I think as a coach, you better watch yourself on the bench. I've learned that over years. You better watch what you say in the heat of the moment. Because, again, when you watch video, you sit there and say, oh, gosh, I see exactly what he saw. And, hey, I've done that quite a few times in my life. And I'm not afraid to say, I always say, hey, I see what you saw, Bill, Mike. And right on right there. Good, you know, great decision. You have to as a coach. And so I think, you know, when you're coaching during the game, the best time to coach is during a TV timeout. Or between periods when you've exactly right, Schulze, you validated something or you've looked and you make an adjustment that way, or just a small little adjustment maybe quickly when they come off the ice. But you got to watch yourself that you don't overcoach during the game.
Earlier in the pregame, I visited with Adam Flamang. I said, how important is 3 points tonight? And he says, this might be like a playoff game tonight. You know, the saying is the light's getting a little brighter here at the end of the tunnel. It gets here fast. How important is tonight?
Well, it's important. I mean, right now, who's kidding who? We're on the road in the playoffs right now. And, you know, you got to start winning series. You just got to win series. We get 4 points every series all the way through. We're going to be hosting. But if you don't, you know, get on Bemidji bus lines, because that's just the way it is.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.